Next on Downtown, though, it is time for us to talk Maine Black Bear football. As we bring you the game plan, brought to you by Creative Print Services, Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital, call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Welcoming back to the program, my broadcast partner, beginning our 28th season of Maine football, Bob Lucy. Hello again, Pard. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Looking forward to this 28th season with you.
Absolutely. And my goodness, we've got a beautiful night. Could we have a more perfect evening for the season opener?
Absolutely not. That little cool crispness in the air. Perfect temperatures.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a great night. Maine taking on Colgate tonight in the season opener. And a couple of things about the season. The first one is this. It comes up on the calendar every few years, but this is another one of those 12-game seasons for the Black Bears.
Yes, it is, Rich. And it should be an exciting season. There's a lot of great venues that we'll be going to, and Maine's going to be hosting some teams that will be very competitive. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, Maine has come off two rough years, the first 2 years of Jordan Stevens' tenure, 2-9 records in both seasons, and there is obviously a commitment to show some progress here in season three, and the Black Bears hope to do that in a whole lot of different ways. Starting offensively with the fact that from what we've seen in the spring game and in preseason, is this Black Bear team seems committed to running the football more often and more efficiently.
Yeah, they certainly do, Rich. They've got two really big running backs. Jahari Martin's 225 pounds. He also bench presses 405 pounds, and he can squat over 500 pounds as well. And Brian Santana Fez, also a big guy, 6'2", 215. He's got a 375 pound bench press. These guys are going to pack a powerful punch and be wrecking balls back there. But they've also got the speed and the athleticism to break tackles and get outside and make big runs. We saw that in the spring game when Jahari Martin went 70 yards on the first play from scrimmage.
And the Black Bears also bring in a new quarterback who had success at Mercer, getting them to the second round of the postseason last year. And Carter Peavy, a guy who can throw it well, but also not only not afraid to run, more than happy to do it if given the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that struck me in the spring practices and in the preseason practices that I've watched is he's very decisive. He makes a decision to run, and he's gone. He's got good speed. He's got good athleticism. But, you know, he's not going to just hang in the pocket and maybe get sacked. If he doesn't see that the receivers are open, he's going to make a play either by climbing the pocket or rolling out. And he's done a phenomenal job this preseason. You know, in that career that he had at Mercer, Rich, he threw for 3,933 yards and 21 touchdowns. He rushed for 543 yards and 16 touchdowns. And he's a guy, as you said, he's got experience as a player at this level and took them to the postseason last year before they finally ran into South Dakota State.
So that's going to be key offensively, the ability to establish the run and do it consistently. On the defensive side of things, Jordan Stevens wants to get this D back to the black hole style. High risk, high reward, putting pressure on quarterbacks, but most of all, stopping the run. And that's something they struggled to do last season.
Well, it really is, Rich. And I believe that they've done the recruiting in the last couple of years to make that happen. They've got a lot of depth on their defensive line. They've brought in others into the defensive backfield that are transfers or just guys that, again, have grown in the program. So I think they're going to be much better defensively. But they did struggle stopping the run last year. They gave up 177 rushing yards per game, and they also gave up 22 rushing touchdowns. So I think that's one area that they will certainly be improved in. I think the other thing that's really important for Maine, Rich, is they've got to improve on third down. They have to get the upper hand on third down. last year defensively, third down conversion defense was not what they would have liked to have it. You know, 49.6% their opponent was getting a conversion, and that was 119th out of 122 teams in the FCS. So I don't think we'll see that this year. I think they're going to be ready to get the upper hand on third down, offensively and defensively.
Yeah, and you know, a couple other things we know they would like to do differently this year. One is to certainly force more turnovers and get to the quarterback. They put some pressure on last year, but didn't rack up a whole lot of sacks. And when we look back at Maine's most successful year ever in 2018, they were relentless in getting to the QB.
Yeah, they certainly were, Rich. Maine only had 15 sacks last year in 11 games. Their opponent had 20 sacks in games with Maine. But you look back to 2018, Maine had 47 sacks in 14 games, and they just shut down the ground attack of opponents, leading the nation in run defense, only allowing 79 rushing yards per game. And this is an amazing stat. In 2018, Maine allowed 10 rushing TDs in 14 games.
That's incredible. And then, you know, on the offensive side of things, it's playing for four quarters. Maine has struggled in recent seasons to get points, particularly in the fourth quarter. They need to go out there and be able to score at any time, anywhere during the course of the game. And part of that is avoiding turnovers, which plagued them at times last season.
Yeah, it certainly did. You know, first, let's just start with getting high-level play and scoring points through those fourth quarters. Last year, Maine only averaged 8.5 points per game in the second half and 3.7 points per game in the third quarter.
Wow.
And in six of their 11 games, they were held scoreless in the third quarter. So they've got to be able to play at that high level and execute and keep that fiery passion for four quarters and make plays. I think that's going to be critically important. Turnovers were a big problem last year. 2 years ago, in 2022, Maine led the conference. They only had 9 turnovers all season. Last year, they had 21 turnovers. And over their last 4 games, they had 11 turnovers and only forced 1 turnover themselves. So they were a minus 10 over those last 4 games. I don't see that happening this year. Maine is coming after people. They've got good edge rushers. They've got good interior people, and they got lots of depth. And I'm excited to see some of the depth that they have, because I think they're going to put the heat real big time on some of these teams right off the get-go starting tonight.
Bob Lucy with us on the game plan. Well, let's hone in here on tonight's opponent and the matchup with Colgate, a team out of the Patriot League that started slow last year, 0-4 to begin, and then won 6 of their last 7 and their 3 final games. They've got a veteran quarterback we remember from a couple of years ago, and Michael Brescia threw for 837 yards last year, but also 8 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions. And they had kind of a musical chairs approach to the quarterback position last year. I am sure that Coach Stan DeCosti would like to lock in with just one guy this season.
Yeah, and I think that would be Michael Brescia, the experienced guy, the senior, 6'3", 230. You mentioned that we saw him in 2022 when Colgate beat Maine 21-18. And in that game, Rich, he had 87 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns against the Black Bears, including a touchdown run of 68 yards. But Brescia, if you look at his career, he's got some phenomenal rushing numbers. Over his career, he has rushed 361 times for 1,471 yards and 28 TDs. And, you know, when you look at that, he likes to run more than he likes to pass. He has thrown, though, for 3,107 yards and 11 touchdowns in his career. You mentioned the 3 quarterbacks. They're the only team in FCS football and one of only 2 teams in the country that had 3 quarterbacks that won 2 or more games. So, again, that was due to injuries, but Brescia is an outstanding quarterback. I'm sure he'll be the starter. But also backups, Zach Osborne, a 6'2", 220 junior, played well last year and won a couple of games. And then They had a freshman last year, now he's a sophomore, Jake Sterney, that also won a couple of games as a starting quarterback last year.
Well, if they decide to go to the air, they've got one big target out there, and one of the best receivers in the Patriot League, in the junior from Columbus, Ohio, Trayvon Saunders.
Yeah, he's an outstanding player. A first-team All-Patriot League player last year, 68 receptions for 859 yards and four touchdowns. Career numbers, 91 receptions for 1,138 receiving yards and seven touchdowns. And oh, by the way, he runs a little bit too, 12 rushes for 63 yards. He's a good one.
Well, if Maine looks to put pressure on the quarterback, they'll rely on some returning veterans like Xavier Holmes, John Costanza, Jacob Tuiasosopo. But then back in the secondary, they have strengthened up that unit and added some depth. Also at the linebacker spot with some key imports through the transfer portal.
Yeah, they have, Rich. You know, start with just some of these players on defense. I'm just really impressed with the entire team, the way they've gone after strength and conditioning in the offseason. They've gotten stronger, they've gotten faster, they're jumping higher, and the culture is outstanding. It's a positive culture where people feel valued and supported, and they get along really good. And that means a lot in a team setting. I look at Xavier Holmes. I think he's going to have a fantastic year. Had 7.5 tackles for a loss and 52 tackles last year, 2.5 sacks. Tuiasosopo, I think this is going to be his year. He's worked hard in the weight room, benched 370 pounds and squatted 525 when they did the strength conditioning data recently. And he's a guy that played a lot last year. He played in 9 games, had 13 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss. A guy that was a transfer from BC, I think, is going to have an outstanding year, Isaiah Henderson. Henderson had a team-high 4 sacks last year, 9.5 tackles for a loss, 49 tackles. He's poised to have a great year. But guys like Shamel Davis is going to get time, and he's going to be an important player for Maine in the middle of that defensive line. He bench-pressed 425 pounds and squatted 600 pounds, and he's ready to play. They got a guy from Stanford, Devron Lester, 6'1", 300-pound grad student. He's a big guy, and he can bench 395 and squat 580. And then they've got some guys off that defensive line, Rich, that we haven't seen a lot of, and I can't wait to see them. These are guys like Kai Presley, a 6-foot, 245-pound redshirt freshman defensive end. Led the state of New Jersey with 19 sacks in 2022. Chris Bacon, another defensive end, 6'3", 245, a sophomore. He was outstanding as a high school football player. Watched him in preseason. He's got a quick get off the ball, and those guys are going to create some problems. Talked a little bit about linebacker. And, again, that's an area where Maine, I think, has done a lot just to shore up some of the departures over the last few years. It's going to be led inside by Jabari Odomena, 6'1", 250. He's a guy that played in 9 games last year at 23 tackles, 2.5 tackles for a loss. He's going to get even better this year because he's got that experience behind him. Christian Thomas, another inside linebacker. He played well last year, got hurt, but he played in 11 games, had 16 tackles in 2022, and 3 games last year, so he's got some experience. Latrell Couchman, another guy that's played a lot of football at Maine, 6'1", 235-pound junior, played in 9 games last year, had 28 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss. And Tyshawn Stewart, another guy that had to step in there due to injuries last year. He played in 11 games, 58 tackles, second most on the team. So those 4 people I just mentioned will be inside linebackers. And then you've got the transfers at that outside linebacker position. And I'm really impressed with them. Keyshawn Dyson, a 6'2", 225-pound grad student. He played 3 seasons at St. Francis, where he appeared in 27 games, had 59 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks. And then you've got Jermaine Baker, playing that outside linebacker position behind Keyshawn. And he played in 19 games during his career at Yale, total 27 tackles, 3.5 tackles for a loss. There's a lot of experience there with those two outside linebackers and those inside linebackers, and I'm excited to see them play. Defensive backfield, you mentioned that. Again, Maine going after some transfers to really give them some experience there. Jaden Curry played 4 seasons at the University of South Florida, where he saw action in 44 games, 79 tackles on his career there. Kenneth Cooper played 4 seasons at Merrimack. He played in 31 games at 81 tackles. Dorian Blackwell spent 3 seasons at Nevada. And again, he's going to provide some of that experience. So I just really think that, you know, some of the off-season moves they've made to target areas of need have really strengthened every position on the team. I think particularly defensively, though, with the linebackers on the outside and the defensive backs, they've done a really nice job.
All right, we've got to be quick here at getting through the offense because we're running out of time. But against this defense, there should be the opportunity to score and move the ball. Last year, Colgate's D allowed 32.6 points per game, 443 yards per game. Defense, not a strong point for them last year. And we've talked about Maine and the running backs. Now, they've got running backs, but guys that don't have a lot of game experience. Where they have the experience, Bob, is in that very talented and deep receiver core.
Yeah, I think this is the deepest position on the team and the most experienced position on the team. And guys like Joe Gillette and Michael Monius and Jamie Lampson and Montego Moss, and you could name almost all of them, they really work well together. They've got good hands. I call them Velcro-handed. They've got the speed. They can do a lot of things, and they're going to put defenses on notice early, I think, because if you can establish a good ground game, Rich, as you know, and then you have that deception where it's play action or the quarterback fakes it inside and runs himself with a dual threat quarterback, that really opens up some big plays. If you can get a guy deep to go vertical. And Maine has brought in Mo Irafin, and he was a third-team All-American in Division III. He's got great speed. He's going to be a good returner on kickoffs and punts, but he can also take the top off of defense with a guy like Trevor Ewing as well.
I want to talk about just one other new guy on the team, because he's a key part of what may be a little bit of a thin offensive line. Talk a bit about right tackle John Olmstead.
Well, John Olmstead is a winner. He played in 22 games at Lafayette. He was a first-team All-Patriot League offensive lineman in 2023. Coming out of high school, he was ranked the 16th best offensive tackle nationally and third best player in New Jersey. 6'6", 305. He'll be Maine's right tackle, and really look forward to having him in there. He's going to provide a lot of leadership and great experience.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight and, of course, all season long. Next week, the Black Bears and us off to Montana. First ever meeting with Montana State later in the season. Norman, Oklahoma, to play the Sooners. It should be a fun ride. It all gets underway tonight with kickoff at 7 o'clock, Alphonse Stadium, Morse Field, for the Black Bears and the Raiders of Colgate. Robert, appreciate it as always, and I will see you in just a few minutes.
Sounds good, Rich. Looking forward to it.